Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, March 19th, 2016, and we're coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green, and my co-host, my husband, is Alfred Edmond Jr., and I'm going to bring him in so that he can say hello and we can get this show on the road.
Happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody. And for the record, I love my wife, just letting you know. If it doesn't come through during the show, I'm just saying. Listen, just a few housekeeping things. As always, more and more reviews are coming in each week for our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, over at Amazon. We really, really appreciate it. Keep the reviews coming. There was a glitch with the last review that ended up being assigned to another person's book. We don't know how that happened, but Amazon's working on it. But thank you so much, regardless. And they're all 5-star reviews, which is just inspiring us to just keep doing the work that we're doing. Second of all, we want to thank everybody in Grown Zone Nation who joined us for the preview editions of Crowded on NBC,
yes,
starring one of our favorite Grown Zoners, TP, Carlise Burke. We want to remind you that the premiere of the show is this week, right?
Yes, it's Sunday.
It's Sunday. It's tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
March 20th. We want you to tune in to Crowded on NBC. Carlise Burke is great. I mean, it's an ensemble cast, but I have to say Carlise Burke and Stacey Keach, you got to see them two together. They can have their own show as far as I'm concerned. They can spin that off as far as I'm concerned.
I'm happy for them. It's a very exciting, and like all of you, we want to celebrate with you too. You got something going on? Let us know.
Let us know.
We're gonna shout you out too.
Last two things, real quick, because I do want us to dive into the show. We want to celebrate our friend Miko Branch of Miss Jessie's hair care products. She is on the cover of the March 2016 edition of Black Enterprise. She'll be speaking at the Black Enterprise Entrepreneur Summit. It's so deserving. I mean, if we didn't know her, she's an outstanding entrepreneur. I reviewed her book for blackenterprise.com, and so we're really happy about that. And finally, I want you guys to check out our latest post. It's getting a lot of traffic at grownzone.com, 6 Signs Your Sweetheart is Using Love Get Control of Your Money.
Come on now, y'all know we're not here to promote unhealthy messes for the sake of possible love. We're here to shine a light on exactly what's happening so that you can get smarter and start choosing better. So if you got some folk in your space who are there for your money, and if your love just happened to be a part of it, are manipulating your love to get your money, then you got to get smarter, because there are folk out there who going to love you for you, but they can't do it before you do.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
Right.
And I want to thank the financial professionals, because that's where I was getting all this traffic. A lot of financial professionals and financial educators have picked up the post on Twitter and have been sharing it, so I appreciate you in particular.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's go, baby.
All right. How to find and keep the greatest love of your life. That's what we're talking about today. You can't attract and embrace excellence, an excellent relationship, while cheating with mediocrity. I don't mind telling you, I had to read that again when I read it. I was like, what's he saying? You can't attract and embrace excellent relationships if you're cheating with mediocrity, if your mindset tells you, if your belief system tells you that mediocrity is okay. And what the stuff that we're going to go through today is going to tell you that. So this edition of Grown Zone Radio reveals 3 actions you can take to reject unhealthy, dissatisfying relationships so that you can commit to the love of your life. So we're going to hit 3 things, y'all, and we're going to dig deep on them. Break up with not perfect, also known as mediocrity. What are we going to dig?
Mm-hmm.
Court, woo, and passionately pursue the love of your life. That's you. Begin a committed, faithful relationship with excellence. And we're going to drill it. We're going to teach you how you can do all of these things, because all of these things are exactly what is not a focus when it comes to loving relationships and finding the love of your life. People telling you how to get and keep them long enough to say I do, but they're not telling you how to keep them. So that's what we're doing today.
Or whether they're even worth keeping.
Whether they're worth keeping, absolutely. Giving you qualifiers, and that's what we do here in the Grown Zone. So that's what this show is about. All right, baby, come on, let's dive in. Break up with mediocrity, also known as not perfect. How many of us here, people say, no, I mean, our relationship ain't perfect, but, you know, it's ours.
Nobody's perfect. Every relationship has problems. This was actually kind of the point that even sparked the inspiration for us to write our book, Loving in the Grown Zone. Listen to me. Listen to this. Write this down. Perfection is not required for you to have excellence in your relationships.
That's right.
Nobody said you have to be perfect. Nobody said you have to find a perfect person. So when people say to you, every relationship has problems, nobody's perfect, oh, you have to sacrifice, what they really mean is suffer. You have to suffer for love. What they're doing is giving you a language and a justification and a rationalization for you accepting mediocrity.
Which is why we in the Grown Zone make it a point to give you the language. And I can't tell you how many reviews or how many people we run into, people who send us emails telling us, thank you so much. People who go through the 21 days of Grown Zone at grownadvice.com,
yes.
Who tell us, now I know what to say. That didn't feel good to me, but I didn't have a rebuttal. Now I know what to say. So people know what to say in order to keep you in situations where you are suffering and living in mediocrity.
Yes.
And so you've adopted their language, and so not perfect, which equals suffering, has become your norm because you've allowed it to condition your being.
It's a societal norm. Let's talk about real briefly some synonyms for mediocrity.
Oh, come on.
Typical.
Come on.
Average. Common. Typical, average, common, and mediocre is what you get when you just say, hey, whatever comes, comes, whatever happens, happens. Mm. It's just a roll of the dice. It's just a game of chance. Hopefully, this person will treat me right. Hopefully, I'll meet the right person. If you don't set standards, this is one of my baby's favorite principles of the Grown Zone. If you have no standards, if you have no agenda, you will fall prey to the agenda of others.
Every time. If you don't have your own standard for how you live, and when I say how you live, then that also means how you treat you. If you don't have your own standard for your own excellence, then you will fall under somebody else's agenda. Know why?
Yes.
Because we as individuals need some direction, some order. If you don't give it to yourself and establish it for yourself, then
yep.
You're wishy-washy in that area, and so you will follow somebody else. That's why.
Whether you know it or not.
That's right.
If you don't have your own agenda, you're serving someone else's agenda.
Absolutely.
Whether you know it or not.
Absolutely.
And this has really been on my mind. And I didn't plan to bring this up, but I'm going to bring it up.
Oh, I don't know where we're going.
Okay. I watched every episode of It's Not You, It's Men on TV.
Ooh.
And one of the things that has kind of stuck in my craw from one of the hosts, I'm not going to mention his name, Tyrese. talking about, standards are too high, you're repelling, you won't find love. And I'm saying to you, never settle.
Come on, y'all.
And that's the hashtag we've been using today for
to
Self
listen.
Love Saturday on Twitter. Never settle. Here's the question I want you to ask every time you or somebody you know says to you your standards are too high. Is your lowering those standards serving your agenda or their agenda?
Say that again, because I don't think they heard you.
When someone says your standards are too high and that you should settle for less than what you believe you want or is healthy or good for you, is that lowering of standards serving your agenda? Or is it serving their agenda?
So when they've taken you out, they've spent money on a dinner, and he says after he spent 15 dinners on you, he expecting something. And y'all, I don't care how good they look. I don't care how good they sing. I don't care how what they driving. I don't care what the what they according to societal standards, all the attractors they have. As Reverend Run says, you're worth more than 15 dinners.
Yes.
Because if they come in every night, 15 nights in a row, you don't know who that fool is. So if they're wooing you, and especially after that point, well, let's take a dinner, baby. Let's fly to the West Coast. Babe, what that means is we're going to fly to the West Coast, and I'm going to get exactly what I want because now you're going to stay in a room with me. And now, in a short period of time, you think you've been condensed to really getting to know who they are in that 15 days. No! You have to have some standards for your own treatment, or some fool is going to come and woo you in a way that is fake and false and set up some kind of an attractor that makes you say, all right, I'm going to lay.
And people telling you that if you don't lower your standards, you're going to be by yourself and lonely. That's a scare tactic to get you to lower those standards.
Absolutely.
Anything that's driven by fear or guilt or shame is not healthy for you.
Yes.
So, again, you have to break up with mediocrity. Break up like it's a bad boyfriend or a nasty girlfriend.
Hmm.
You got to break up with mediocrity. And, by the way, as we say about breaking up, no circling back.
Come on now.
Once you break up, you got to cut it off. You can't answer the call. You can't answer the email. You can't answer the phone. And those are all the feelings that's going to well up in your heart and in your mind when you think,
We've done a lot of shows on this,
yes.
y'all. We're not just throwing this out. We've done a lot of shows on this. We've written about it in the book. Well, if you're just popping in the Grown Zone, there's a whole lot more to that. Don't judge one sentence we say and say that this is what we believe and this is what we're about. It happens all the time. But for those who have been here and their lives are changing, their lives have changed, then they get that. Because you're breaking up not just for a reason, but you know when people talk about your gut feelings, your gut is often smarter than your brain, but you don't follow your brain, you follow the advice of others. Come on, baby, because I done went off on another tangent.
So break up with mediocrity and no going back. All right? So number two, after you break up with mediocrity, now it's time to start your courtship. Now it's time for you to passionately pursue the love of your life. And if you live in the Grown Zone, or if you're new to the Grown Zone, you're about to find out, the love of your life is you.
Come on.
It's not some soulmate waiting for you out there. It's not somebody God has put aside for you that's got to find you. It's not some special job or special experience or special place or special weight you got to get to or a special weave you got to have. It's not a thing or a person that's outside of you. The love of your life is you, and you have to passionately pursue and court the love of your life.
And here's some. Alfred just mentioned something, and I hope I can grasp it in my mind. I hope it doesn't go the way I think it has. when we talk about the love of your life being you, and the standards that you set being you, for those of you who think that there is a man shortage, well, ladies, I'm talking
right,
to you.
Right.
For those of you who think there is a man shortage, the more passionately you pursue and court you, and the more you learn about you and establish standards in your life, what you're going to find, honey, is there is no such thing as a shortage.
Absolutely.
That's what you're going to find. I have never experienced a shortage. And I know women who haven't. I've coached women to a space of loving herself and establishing some standards, and she then had options because those who have standards are seeking those who have standards.
Well, one of those standards is you don't want more, you want right.
Yes!
So I tell people all the time, there's only a shortage of men if you accept any man. If any man will do, yeah, there's a man shortage.
There you go.
But if you are a grown woman who only wants a grown man, both of you are equally rare.
Absolutely. And then you start a real dating process.
Yes.
Then you start to, then you're excited about learning, about getting together with that person because the attractors are given.
But that excitement an interest in another person doesn't happen until you experience that and engage that and commit to that yourself. That's what I mean when we say court and passionately pursue the love of your life, which is you. Stop settling for less than is healthy for you and recognize that the standard of great love is the greatness of how you love yourself.
Oh, this is so good.
It has to be an active relationship, an active courting with yourself when we talk about it. And baby, if you don't mind, I'm really ready for the song break because I want to make a real strong point with this song as part of my own personal experience and journey to self-love.
Okay.
Are you ready, babe?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yep. It's set. Okay. Well, this music break. My baby, love him some Barry White, y'all.
Well,
sometimes we got to go back.
Baritones.
And we got to go back sometimes in order to make the point. Now this is a very long song, and I ain't get a chance to edit it.
We ain't gonna play the whole thing.
So we're not playing the whole thing, and I'm gonna do my best to gradually come out of it, but it might be abrupt. I'm just warning. All right, here we go. It's Barry White. Never gonna give you up, and we'll be right back.
Searching for, yeah, right here, my dear.
honest, ever since I was a child, actually, you know, it was one of the rare times when you had a grown man singing about love and devotion to another person, not licking them up and down, not I'm gonna sex you all night, but no, I am passionately committed to you. But here's what I had to learn, and those of you who know me well, I always tell people I didn't cross over to grown manhood until I would say 48. And that's what I mean. I was an adult. I was successful professionally, successful in business, successful in every walk of life but relationships, and that's because I did not become a grown man, meaning I did not learn and commit to loving myself.
And slow down, baby, because many men will have problems with hearing everything you said up until I did not love myself. And people think they love themselves, but loving yourself is entirely different than self-loving acts and how you allow others to.
I did not live in a self-loving manner, which is one of the reasons I entered into unhealthy relationships and suffered in those relationships emotionally, spiritually, financially. So that's what I mean. I mean, go read the post at GrownZone.com, 3 signs he's not a grown man, and 3 signs he is a grown man. We also cover that in the book Loving in the Grown Zone, and we've done some shows about what it means to be a grown man. So, you know, we could go off on another tangent with that, but I'm going to stick to this point. This song, like Never Gonna Give You Up by Barry White, when we talk about courting and passionately pursuing the love of your life, what I started to adopt when I began my own journey of self-love and transformation to what became the Grown Zone was, when I could say those words to myself and mean it, not trying to get another woman or, you know, someone else to, I'm going to make, I was like, I'm promising things to other people that I have never promised to myself. And I want to just quote some lyrics. Whatever you want, you got it. Whatever you need, I don't want to see you without it. I've got to keep you pleased in every way I can. I'm going to give you all of me as much as you can stand. I don't even know how to say all the things I feel. I just know that I love you so, and it gives me such a thrill. And I remember listening to this song and singing this song, but not singing it with dreams of some woman out there that I was going to find to sing it to. For the first time in my life, I was like, I got to be able to sing this song of love and devotion to myself and mean it. And in the beginning, I didn't mean it. It was awkward. It was weird. But I began to think of all the songs of love and devotion that I loved ever since I was a little boy. And there's another song by Teresa Griffin called Better Love Yourself Before Love Let You Down. That's another deep song.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about courting and passionately pursuing the love of your life, I highly recommend you dig out some of your favorite songs of love and devotion, the kind of love you've been waiting for someone to give to you, or the kind of love you've been saying you're going to give to someone else, or you tried to give to someone else and got crap in return, and say, maybe you're getting crap in return because what you're trying to give to other people, you haven't given to yourself.
How are you treating yourself?
So you could, a great exercise is to play those same songs, but play them and look at yourself in the mirror, either literally in the mirror, which I did, you know, in the beginning.
Yes, literally.
You know, to get until I got used to it. And then I got used to the mirror in my head, being able to say to myself, you need to, whatever you need, you're going to have it, Alfred. whatever you need, you need to be loved, I'm going to love you. Everything that I spend my life trying to give to other people.
And trying to get them to give to back to you.
To get it back to me because I'm looking for reciprocation. That's not how it works. You have to give it to yourself. You set the standard. The love you seek from others will never exceed the love you give to yourself.
And you do that by not having mediocrity in relationships. If you're having mediocrity, then that's not self-loving.
Well, if you accept mediocrity from yourself,
that's the point. That's the point. You have not established perfection in your own
excellence.
You've not established excellence with in your relationship with self. That's why you allow mediocrity in your relationship with others.
Which leads to our third point, and maybe the most important one. We always save the best for last on the show. After you've broken up with mediocrity for good, after you've committed and gotten on the journey of I'm going to court and passionately pursue the love of my life, which is me, or in your case, you. Then you must begin a committed relationship with excellence. That means accepting no less than excellence in all your relationships.
Yes, and starting with you. So, because it doesn't happen by chance, y'all. Excellence in relationships. It doesn't happen by chance. You have to choose it, and you start with you. So it's not a, people, we hear this all the time. Oh, Zara, you're so lucky. Oh, Zara, how'd you get him to do that?
How many times do we hear that in Women of Power?
How'd you
need to come train my husband to be that way.
And listen, y'all, it's when you, and even in the relationships you have, we tell y'all all the time, we're not going around trying to break relationships up. That's not what this is. There are some relationships, if they're unhealthy for you, you don't need to be in them. But if you're going to decide you're going to give it a shot, then y'all need to renegotiate the terms of that relationship so that you can begin some self-loving treatment of you. And if your husband or wife is on the same page, they will be doing the same thing, and your relationship will naturally get better.
Which is why so many couples do read Loving in the Grown
Absolutely.
Zone together.
Absolutely. They read
it
together, and they're like, we didn't do this.
The terms.
And they're able to recognize when they're not doing that with each other. In fact, we don't just coach singles, we coach couples to help them see their blind spots. If you decide I'm going to stay in this, look, if you're getting your head bashed in, I'm saying leave. I'm not trying to help you keep that together. No, that needs to end. But if you've got some stuff that just keeps getting on your nerve and y'all know you want to stay together, you got the kids, you done built a life together, it's just got it doesn't have a strong foundation, there's a way to salvage that, but you can't do it by yourselves. If you could, you would.
But here's the beauty of everything we're telling you today. Once you establish the greatest love of your life, which is your love with yourself, and you set that as a standard for all your relationships, you will have that regardless of your relationship status.
Yes.
That's how you know you got the greatest love of your life. Because it doesn't change based on your relationship status. Whether you're booed up, single, married, divorced, you choose to be by yourself and happily by yourself or happily with someone else, the operative word won't be the status, it'll be the happy.
Come on.
So you'll know you've achieved the greatest love of your life.
That's so cool.
When that love does not change regardless of your relationship status. And that takes away the fear of being single.
Yeah.
It takes away the willingness to suffer through a marriage as opposed to being committed to a marriage. And so we really want you guys to get started on this path to finding and keeping the greatest love of your life.
Yes. Because here's how you, for those of you who've been in the Grown Zone, and many of you are already in the 21 days of Grown Zone, but listen, this is intentional personal growth. That's what it's about. So we've put together our best stuff, if you will, for creating a foundation for intentional personal growth, so that you as an individual know what you need to be doing. You can look at your life and know if you've been self-loving. If you are establishing the kind of foundation that can support a loving relationship. So go to grownadvice.com and sign up for 21 days of Grown Zone. Intentional personal growth.
And healthy relationships. Grownadvice.com.
Yes. Well, baby, I think on that note, we can go ahead on and close this puppy out. We just gave y'all a lot. We know that's how we do. We roll in, we turn on the faucet, we give you a whole bunch, and we give you something else to go do. So that else is grownadvice.com.
Listen to the show again. Do yourself a favor.
Do indeed. Yeah. All right, until next time, y'all, live.
And love in the grown zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody. I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life. And ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic and painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making room for my joy.
My mom and I told